Would you explain to our audience what is Primal Play? What experience have you had in it? Why is it that thing that is top for you of lucky, sexy, sexual fun? And then maybe how people can start to add a little bit of Primal Play in their life.
Is your animalistic instincts. It's like all of it is welcome. Like the saliva, the hands, the grappling, and there's so many different ways to play. But for me, it was met with this physical body, this very masculine physical body, which I hadn't been playing with, that I didn't realize that the domination and the control, immediately my body was activated to like fight back. And then I realized that I just submitted into it.
Welcome to the Open Bedroom Podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Kalo. Welcome to conversations about open relationships, online dating, conscious uncoupling, and creating the relationship that truly aligns for you. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. I have been looking at data and I'm noticing that you guys are loving the episodes when my partners come on. So today I have girlfriend Steph on. Steph says hi.
Hey, guys.
And we thought that today we would just talk about how adults play. I think as we get older, we forget how to play and we get very mature and we're encouraged to be very mature people, very mature adults. And we lose this ability just to have fun and relax and be silly and playful. And so Steph and I are going to share how we've rediscovered play as adults. Steph, do you want to share anything first?
Yeah, just that whole topic is like a whole topic. And I can tell you when it happened for me is when I went to nursing school. Like I went into from college into being in a professional school and having to act a certain way. And I have all like so my last partner and I take this as a compliment. She called me Peter Pan. And it was because that's kind of like my spirit. It's like I'm just always playful, but I got into this role of like being professional and like turning off all the spontaneity and all the playfulness to try to act like in this role. And so you go through life for years like that, and it affects all of you. And so I feel like it affects the bedroom, it affects everything. And so like rediscovering play has been like that's probably been my journey for the last several years, but like the last couple of years in the bedroom. It's like, okay, this is a playground and let's figure out how to do it. Because like coming from a marriage as being married to a woman, like one of the things that we lost was the connection in the bedroom. And it has nothing to do with has nothing to do with being with a woman. It's just like you go through like these motions and like you don't know how to create new scenarios or new ways to play. You just kind of fall into a rut. At least that was my experience. And so like learning how to like this should be fun. It should all be fun. And like so Jenna and I are going to do something really fun tonight to like discover new things. So yeah.
Yeah, I like how you just handed the baton right over to me. So, I've already done an episode about my night in the dungeon with the dominatrix, where Scott and I have a friend who took us into her dungeon and we did dominatrix things, and it was fantastic. And so, we told Steph about it, and she was like, I want to go, I want to play, I want to do the dominatrixy dom dungeon thing. So, we're going tonight.
Yes,
We
it's
are.
going to be fun.
We're leaving like right after we hit end on this. And the theme of the event tonight is Stations of the Cross. And if there is
Which
any,
is like so fun in itself.
right? Like if there is any Catholic background in your world, you know that the Stations of the Cross are you go into the church and there's, I think, 12 Stations of the Cross. There's six on each side. And you go and you say a prayer and there's incense and the thing. And then you go to the next one and there's like a different saint for each one. So this is 12 different stations of BDSM. Steph, do you want to talk at all about like what things we might be exploring tonight?
Yeah, so I don't remember all of them. So there's kind of like a smorgasbord for everyone. Like you don't have to like all of them, you don't have to like any of them. It's just like a way to like get exposed to different things. So there'll be like rope play, shibari stuff. Spanking station, I believe. I'll probably name two or three that I remember. And then like I think there's like knife play and maybe even like needle play, which are two things that like I'm not really comfortable with, although I would like to like experience like what other people find attractive about that. I'm a spanking girl myself. I like to spank and I like to be spanked, so I'll probably like hopefully learn some new things about that. And yeah, so you may remember some of the other ones. I
I
don't
do.
know.
I remember the hot wax
Oh yeah,
play.
hot wax.
There's like as a dominant, how to talk to your submissive, which I'm really excited about. So Steph and I have talked about trading dommy roles. So like me being a top one time and her being a top the next time, and us, and for some reason the two of us feel a little bit uncomfortable about this because in almost a year we haven't done it one time, but we've talked about it, we've thought about it, we've tried to create a
Why do you think
scene.
that is?
I don't
Let's
know.
just sidetrack here for a
Let's talk
second.
about it because I even hired a dominatrix to come to our house with me, Steph, and Scott to help us figure this out. But that's not exactly what
I kind
happened.
of have an idea. I have a look. I have like I'm I've been curious about this, so I have a little bit of an idea. Like it's like I think we are both so
Dominant.
dominant in our lives. Like we're so independent, so dominant, and I have been a sub, but like not just anyone can be the dom for me. And I think we just have this like. I feel this is me speaking. I feel like I have this mutual respect, and I feel like Jen probably does too, that we both coming at this from like you're a dominant woman, I'm a dominant woman, and how do we like so I kind of have some ideas of how to play with that, but I think maybe that's a little bit of the underbelly of it. I don't know. What do you think about that?
Maybe. I think too that like we don't know what to do.
Yeah, maybe that's
So
part of
like
it.
in my mind, I've had this scenario keep playing out where I guess I blindfold you. I don't know why you're blindfolded, but I'm staring off into space because I'm trying to imagine what my scenario is. And I'm like, do this, do that, like get on your knees. I want you to do this thing for me. Come closer, like lick me
So,
right here. Like it feels bossy.
okay, so here's what I think about that. I think this is part of it is like what it goes back to what is it you're trying to accomplish? Because just it's like as a new dom, you're not just trying to like do dom things. You're like, what is
I
it?
have like flashcards.
Yeah, so what is it that so what is it that the sub wants and what is so the two people are negotiating what they want to
Okay, let's
experience?
break this down.
Because I think this is really where
This is it.
this is really it is like for me, I know that like I like to be in, I like to have these moments of power and control,
Right.
but I do that in my life a lot already. But so I feel like that's part of like wanting to be like the dom, and maybe I'm like, so I'm like, maybe this is wrong too, but also it's like, what is it that for me, I have ideas of how I would like to dom you, and they're all around like pleasure dom. They're all like withhold. So is it okay if I just say this? This, so Jen is like, so I feel like kind of for you getting to a place where you could surrender would be like the key thing for me, where I could just get you to totally surrender and let me be in, and allow me to take care of you and be in control.
And I want to get there, like.
But that's like,
I want to be better.
your brain is always like, but I'm like thinking about this and I want to. So for you to be able to like get into that subspace would be like, oh my God, that I feel like that would just be such a cool
But it's
space.
interesting because in my mind, if you pretended to be the dominatrix of me and you were like, get on your knees, like take your pants off, whatever command you wanted to give me, I'd be like, yes, ma'am.
Well, let's
Yes,
go, girl.
ma'am. Sure. Yes,
Okay.
ma'am. So let's get more like, let's peel another layer deeper. Why do I want you to obey me? Well, it feels fucking kinky as hell. Like it's that mind fuckery where I know, I mean, maybe I could take you. I'm bigger than you. I feel like
Do you know how to take people?
probably not. Probably, I don't know, maybe. And so, yeah, so for me, it's more like it's a mind fuckery, kinky, energetic, all in your head thing, right? Where you want your person to give up control, to obey what you want them to do, to receive the pleasure that you have in
To
store
be
for
your little
them,
sex doll,
to
to be your
be.
little slutty, whatever,
Yeah.
all the things, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just to explore. So for me, it's just like even just exploring. I think the most sexy thing, well, not, it's like understanding why I want this is like the hardest part. It's like we can create all these scenes in our head, like I want to be tied up and spanked, or I want to be like the dom, but like like if we can understand what's behind that, not only can we show up in whatever role it is that we're playing, but we can create multiple scenarios from that, because then we understand like this is what's driving me to like want to have this experience, to want to like, you know, be as a dom, you're like so have to be so much attention to the sub. I'm pointing to you right now because that, but it's like and vice versa, like really understanding as the sub what you're wanting to experience so that you can communicate it to the person that's, and I should probably be using top and bottom instead of maybe, but anyway, so I don't
So
know.
I think that this idea of what do we actually want to feel underneath, and if we don't know, and like the spirit of play, because we're play pretending, right? Like I'm not gonna make Steph do something she doesn't want to do, and she's not gonna make force me to. I think about primal play. So would you explain to our audience what is primal play? What experience have you had in it? Like why is it that thing that like is top for you of like kinky, sexy, sexual fun? And then maybe how people can start to add a little bit of primal play in their life.
Yes.
Or maybe start with the story of how you realized that it fucking turned you on. Like
Well,
crazy.
let me start. I'll start there
Okay.
because I know that I have only like scratched the surface on that. So I hired some tantra coaches last year, and it was a husband and wife team, and went to Ohio to have this experience with them, and had a little bit of like the man who is a friend of mine now. I had a little bit of experience with him in this primal like arena. That's his favorite place to play, and as soon as like that. Oh God, it's really hard to describe because there's so many different things, but like some people it's like growling and like it's wrestling, or it's like restraint and restriction, and but I think the core of it is you are letting go of any you're just meeting someone physically, and you're letting go of any I don't know, like pretend it's your animal. Okay, this is it. Okay, I'm trying to like figure out how to describe this. It is your animalistic instincts. It's like all of it is welcome. Like the saliva, the hands, the grappling, and there's so many different ways to play. But for me, it was like I was met with this physical body, this very masculine physical body, which I hadn't been playing with, that I didn't realize that like the domination and the control was immediately my body was like activated to like fight back. And then I realized that like I just submitted into it, and it was just this most beautiful thing of like I can't even tell you why I like it, but it's something about. Here's so going back to like, why is it that we want to be dommed or subbed? What is underneath it? And for me, it was like, I'm this I'm this beautiful spiritual creature that this person wants to have, and he wants to devour me. But then there was also this like beautiful, like nurturing part of it. So, like, I want you, and I'm like taking you, and I'm like, I don't know. There's like so many physical sensations, so many different sensations that it's, I think I have like been trying to like describe what this feeling is, but it is so past like all the ideas of what I want in a scene or anything. It's just like meeting this person and like you're just like going at it. So I guess that's the best way to put.
Yeah, I feel like it's like taking your humanity and putting it over into the corner. Like you're still a body, but you're not, like Jen, business owner, girlfriend to Steph and Scott, and mother. Like all these things are in the corner, and you're like, here's my body and here's my spirit, and let's play. And I think of Primal too as scent. Like not Bath and Body Works that you put all over your body so you'd smell good, but like sweaty, like your real natural scent, your like wild hair, like the
Can I
essence
get,
of you.
if I can get really dirty here, I will tell you. So is that okay? Like,
Go for it. I mean, you can do whatever you
so
want.
there's a, so yeah, some people it's like, well, I'll give you this example. So I went to a Tantra festival in Austin in December, and we did a Primal Play workshop. And so there were like these different exercises, and one of them was like, you're walking, you're just moving through the space like in your animal body, whatever that, like for some people they were snakes, for some people they were hawks, for some people they were cheetahs or dogs or wolf packs or whatever. And we were like literally going up to people and like smelling their necks and like doing and like licking their armpits and just all of these things. So that's, so it's really getting in connection with like your animalistic self. Your which is your true nature. Like, I don't know how long deodorant and like all the frankincense and myrrh and all that stuff came about, but before that, like we were just like not showered and we were still, fucking and doing all the things. And one of my partners is like, I don't want, like, I want to smell all the earthy pussy smells. I don't want it, like, I don't want your douche and your Bath and Body Works and all this stuff. I want you to go to hot yoga. I want you to go to hot yoga, and then I want you to come, like, do this, and then I want to take that pussy. And so, like, that is, like, this person is really primal. And so there are so many different, you can go as light as you want or as deep as you want. You don't have to want to do that or whatever. So, and maybe you want to edit that out, I don't
I
know.
don't
But
know that I do.
so
We
it's
don't
pretty
edit
freaking
anything
hot,
around
I
here.
think. But
It's
anyway.
just, this is so hard for me to like wrap my brain around. Like, I'm getting better at it. But so my ex-husband was obsessed with Bath and Body Works. He wanted our whole house to smell like it. Like, his mom is obsessed with it, and so it like carried on. So we have wallflowers, and I still have all this shit in my house, and I still am purchasing it. But like this brainwashing of things have to smell pretty. And I remember when we would have sex in the morning, he would be so turned off if like morning breath made it to his nostrils if I was like riding him. And first thing in the morning, you're not going to go brush your teeth necessarily, right? You smell like you've been sleeping all night. Like you smell earthy, you smell like yourself. And I remember that he would like instantly get turned off and be like, I just can't. Like I just, it has to be so clean. And so then I got to the point in the last few years where I would like sneak and get up and like go brush my teeth and or like go take a shower before I got back in bed. Reminds me of like Mrs. Maisel. I don't know if you saw Mrs. Maisel, but like the very first or second episode, her husband has no idea that she gets up
Oh,
an hour
yeah.
before to do her fucking hair and her
Right.
makeup. Like he thinks she always looks like that.
Yeah.
I felt like I could never be my true self, that my
That's
body
it.
was gross, that my pussy was gross. Like he went down on me one time in 10 years together and acted like it was the most horrific thing he'd ever done and took about 30 seconds and that was it. 30, like 10 years and I got 30 seconds of oral. And then the being on top. So, like, there's that extreme where I think some of our listeners might be, where they're like really OCD and they're like, this really grosses me out. So, maybe for you, it's a tiny step into primal. You know, maybe it's not even scent related or taste related. So, what could you give them as a something to try?
I mean, I think it's so, I think if you're just playing with a partner, it would be something like, just trying like a different touch.
Yeah, I was thinking like
And
nuzzling
so it's
with your
like,
nose, like a
yeah, just
puppy.
like playing, like even like getting on the, like even with your clothes on, just playing, like getting on the floor and maybe even like closing your eyes and just like playing like on all fours and just like figuring out how like bodies move and how bodies interact. And then if you're in either with clothes on or with clothes off, even just like in this sexy space, how you're just like, if you tend to be the more like dominant like partner of like just, you know, I mean, I'll give you an example. Recently at a play party with which was very sensual, but like there was no like sex or penetration or any of that. It was just like touch and this kind of thing. And like moving through the space with multiple bodies and just like touching people and like finding out if they responded to like primal. So like can I, is it okay if I touch you?
Yeah,
Like
of
just
course.
like pressure and like grabbing and like pulling, and like they will either pull away or they will be like, oh, I like that, you know. So just playing with like different pressures, like you would if you're a puppy play or whatever. Like, does this puppy? So just think of like two puppies playing. It's like, this puppy's gonna try something, and one puppy's gonna like respond back,
Yeah.
and the other one's be like, no, I'm not. Like, that's how you know if the person likes it and
Yeah.
if you like it.
Yeah.
And so it goes back to what we were talking about originally. It's all play. There's no like right or wrong or whatever. You're just like exploring and playing. It's like all an adventure, you
Yeah.
know?
Yeah. Play is a word that we use a lot in the lifestyle and in non-monogamous relationships. I want to say ethically, but even without it, ethically, I guess you could still play. And I realized maybe half a year into this kind of lifestyle that when we say we're going to go play with other people, that's the adult version of going out in the sandbox. Like we play with our bodies and we play with our minds and we play with our partners. And if you aren't playing in your own sex life, I want to encourage you to do one thing different the next time you approach your partner. It can be as simple as you haven't texted for 5 years, sext them, send something fun. The next time you're feeling a little turned on, like send a picture of your turn on to your partner. It could be words, it could be pictures, it could be some sexy song, something that really speaks to you, like just one thing different. In the bedroom, it could be to Steph's point, do you move around in more of a primal way? Do you sniff your partner's armpit and see if it really gets you off? Do you not go take that shower before you have morning sex? If you have more than one partner, like do something really sexy and fun, like paint each other's bodies and grab a canvas and roll around on it.
There's great, there's like markers that are edible markers that are like just fun to like. You can draw, like you can draw different things on each
That
other's
sounds
body.
fun. We should do that.
And you can lick them off and they're like all good. And I think,
Food play.
yeah, food
That's
play.
primal to me. We've done a lot of food play. This is again, I feel like we're recording this Valentine's Day week, but it probably won't come out for another month or so. But like blindfolding and then bringing various foods into your sensation play. Steph is really good about that. She might bring like a watermelon and some chocolate and some
Whipped
like
cream,
whipped cream, like I don't know, blueberries are really
blueberries,
fun on the
chocolate,
tongue. Just anything to make you get in your body, because I think most of us are so in our heads.
I think that is really the whole thing is like, I think people that are in the lifestyle, maybe more than others, are looking for ways to like spice up and keep things fresh and always like keeping things fresh in the bedroom. That's my experience. And I feel like it is the more we're in our head and thinking about it, the less we're in touch with our pleasure and what our body likes and what our body wants. And like not judging what our body likes or wants is a big part of it. And so just how can we, I think if we use the term play, it's like we can just be childlike about it and like be curious about it and just like let it unfold. But just like anything else that you're playing, like kids are so cool because like, well, they're gonna play with this, and it's like it doesn't have to have like a magnificent outcome. It's like, well, I played for this a while, it was fun, and then I changed directions. And I feel like that's the way it really can be in the bedroom, and we're just always exploring and playing and finding new things.
I want to say something about that. So, especially if, you're getting older and your body isn't working the way that you want it to work, like erectile dysfunction, this is a wonderful way to just kind of reframe what you're doing. So, this happened just the other morning for Scott and I. We were playing and we thought we were going to have penetration, and then it didn't happen. And then it just rolled into this really beautiful, just sensory of touch, and our skin was so alive. And then this morning I was asking him, I was like, have you ever played with a vibrator on your cock? I have a friend, a male friend, who was just telling me, yeah, I get out my magic wand and I love to run it across like the bottom of my shaft and the top. And it just has this incredible sensation for me. And he feels sometimes very dead. Like he just doesn't have a lot of sensation until it's this point of waking it up. And so I was thinking, like, ooh, that's something we could play with. And Scott was like, get it, let's do it, let's play. He was feeling very open, and so we got it out and we played with it. So I guess what I want to say to this is, it can be really frustrating to lose your erection, to not be able to have penetration. Turn it into curiosity and play and fun. Hey babe, don't worry, it's fine if it doesn't necessarily do what it's supposed to do this morning. Let's do something else. Let's bring out Steph and I play with like these like finger claws. You can get so many fun things from sex toys. Just bring in adventure and touch and play and scratchy sensations.
I think
Yes, ma'am.
no, I think just adding to no, that's beautiful. It's such a whole like so I feel like that just is like such a great place for people to just even start if they're just like thinking about like sex as, especially male female, if it's like, penetration or like penis and vagina or just even whatever your gender is, genitals. Like there are so many, like there's so many ways to have pleasure and orgasms without like genital touch. And just looking at it from this point of like pleasure and play and how like it's all like sexy. It's just like, I mean, like sometimes I'll lay in bed and just like breathe and stretch and go, oh, this feels good. And like then I start to just feel, and I'm by myself. I'm like, oh, this feels good. And like I get turned on by breath and sound and like movement and stretch. And if you can do that with a partner, I mean, it's just gonna be like, because then you're gonna have like oxytocin and dopamine and all these chemicals going with each other that and no and then it may lead to like the rest, but it's just so much fun.
I have like so many things to say right now. One of the things that I've learned to do is to train myself to be very sensitive and to really pay attention to that pleasure. And I was laying in bed with you the other day. We had some girl time, just the two of us. And I was laying in her bed and I was like, oh my God, the cold air on my nipples feels so good. It was just, I didn't, nobody was touching it. It was just out and it was cold and it was hard and it felt so good. And I was thinking, like, this level of pleasure is accessible to us all the
All the
time.
time.
We just have to think, we just have to be mindful. Like, she brought us coffee, Scott and I coffee. a few minutes ago, and like the texture of the coffee on my tongue feels erotic. And I was sitting here and I was kind of just drawing circles with my finger on my palm, and my nipples are getting hard. Like, it doesn't take much. And so when you start to be mindful about this feels really fucking good, oh, that feels good, and that feels good, and this mesh on my skin feels good, and whatever, right?
And yeah, I think that's just, it is being, mindful, and it's, I'm big into like breath. And so like, if we are in touch with our breath, and then we get out, breath takes you out of your head and into your body. So it's just like the breath feels good and relaxing. And then like, okay, then what else feels pleasurable? And so, yeah, that's a
Yeah.
great point.
I think the last thing I want to leave our people with is not everybody wants to play the same way. So if you are listening to us and you were like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, none of this sounds sexy to me. It's okay. And you might be an energetic, or you might be a sensual blueprint, or you might be really kinky where you want impact play, or you might be a sexual like me. And what I've noticed is each one of my partners has a very different blueprint. And the combination of two people or three people when they get together changes every time there's a new dynamic. So I want to encourage you to take your erotic blueprint quiz. I'll put a link at the notes below for you to do that. So what would you consider your highest blueprint to be? Not just shapeshifter, but out of the rest of them, like what's your highest?
They're pretty, I think they're pretty equal. So a kinky, sexual, energetic, I think are my top three.
And you kind of play around with each one.
Yeah,
And
I'm sensual too. So it's like really
I
kind of.
think it depends too on where your focus is. So right now you're really kind of kink focused, and that seems to be the thing that you're most interested in learning more about, which is what I've been doing in the last year. And that's why, like, I've been to dungeons, I've been to sex clubs. Like, the kink is something I was curious about.
And I think for me, kink, so I don't know that it literally, so for me, primal falls into kink,
Definitely.
although it kind of
Yeah,
falls
play
into
with the others too.
others too. And that's been the biggest kind of turn on for me the last several months. But yeah, they're, and then I will, like, we all have all of these blueprints. It's just that some parts of them are more activated. For some of us than others.
Right. So when I play with Steph, it's usually in some kind of primal or kinky or taboo way. When I play with Scott, he's a really high sensual. So we do a lot of sensual things. He is so high sensual and energetic. I'm the sexual one of the bunch. So if they're playing with me, usually, at least for me, there's penetration, there's my pink dildo, my pink penis that we bring out, there's vibrators, there's, like, I want the penetration. And I like the actual sex part. And so I guess what I'm telling you is you have permission to not fit into any of the things that we've talked about. That the way that you feel sexually fulfilled or sexually turned on even, might be something very different from your partner. So again, dive into your erotic blueprint. You're not broken. Steph and I are both reading Jaya's book. She's the creator of the erotic blueprints. And she says in, I think, chapter two, most women are energetic. Almost all of them are pretty high energetic, and almost all men are sexual. Now, there's variations to that. You might have more sensual, you might have more kinky, but in general, then most women are like, I'm broken. I don't know why. Like, he wants to just stick his penis in me, and I'm not turned on at all. Like, I see a penis and I'm like, oh, that's because you're energetic. Like, you need that connection, that electricity, that eye gazing. And so for men, I think it's important for them to realize that just because the rest of the world is showing you that this is what sex is, that it's, penis and vagina, doesn't mean that that's what your woman wants, and doesn't mean that that's how you're going to activate her.
Yeah, because like I think it in the book, and I also in her court, like they were ha like Ian and Jaya.
Yeah.
Ian is energetic
He's
and kink,
energetic.
right? That is his two top, and Jaya is sexual. And so a lot of times men are like considered sexual and women energetic, and that's not always the case.
No,
So
no,
anyway,
no. I think that was fun.
that
Okay,
was
anything
fun.
else we want to
Yeah.
add about play?
Just play, just ex so experiment, follow your, so I'm like follow your curiosity. There's no right or wrong way to do it. Just there's probably things that people are doing that out there that you don't know about, and there's probably things that you think, oh, this is like too much or whatever, but just like there's so many variations. Just go play
I
and
love
have
that.
fun with it.
And if you're feeling resistance, one thing that helped me was to put what I called a sexploration date every month on our calendar for the three of us. So we've done things like what? Hired somebody to teach us Shibari, hired somebody to teach us hot wax,
Wax play, yeah.
hired somebody to teach
Dom.
us dominatrix energy.
Yeah.
If you are, curious of where to find these people that would know this kinky shit, like FetLife. We've met all these people off of FetLife. We went to a local munch, is what they call it. It's just their group meetup. And there's so many cool people in these groups that have done so many things that you couldn't even imagine. And if something piques your curiosity, like knife play, she was just talking about knife play. You don't actually cut people. I mean, you can. That's like a whole part of it if blood play is your thing. But it's more like the mental fuckery. It's using something that feels cold, like a knife that might be like a credit card, but you're fucking somebody's mind and they're thinking they're getting cut open. And for some reason, that's really hot to them. There's so many cool things out there to go and play with, and you don't have to judge them. Just be curious. So put in a sexploration date on your calendar. Go find something fun to do for one time a month. And allow that maybe to be your allowance, to be your permission to go play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fun stuff.
Yeah. All right. Thanks so much for listening. Let us know if you like this episode with Steph and I, if you want to see her more on the podcast. And I appreciate you guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Hey there. Did you know that I do online coaching? Yes, I do online coaching in the sex and relationship space. Some of the topics that are near and dear to my heart are open relationships. So that includes polyamory, swinging, or what we call the lifestyle. I also love conversations around online dating. We're talking Bumble, Tinder, Field, and more. And then the last thing that's really passionate and close to my heart is conscious uncoupling. That means we get to break up with people with love and respect, with dignity and hope. We get to create a life for our children that gets to be a little bit different. We can do things better than we have in the past. So if any of these topics sound interesting to you and you'd love to get some coaching from me, check out the link in the show notes or the link in my bio for more information on coaching with Jen.